What I can tell you is that Treasury, career people at the Treasury Department evaluate the data, and this is obviously a big economy and a government that takes in a lot of money and has a lot of obligations to meet, and that their assessment is, A, that we already surpassed the debt ceiling, but because of things that we can do, that previous administrations have done, that we have been able to, that they were able to say that the deadline where we basically run out of tools in the toolbox to keep this going is August 2nd. If they make changes in that, you know, that's for them to do. But I think we're talking about a narrow margin here. Whether it's August 1st or August 2nd or August 3rd, we are up against the wall. And it is not at all reasonable to play chicken with the full faith and credit of the United States government. I mean, you know, you hear some folks saying that this is not a serious issue, that this is not something to be alarmed by, that somehow, as the president said yesterday, that we should, that it would be okay to pay interest on the debt, to pay bondholders, the Chinese government or others who hold treasuries, but not pay something else, maybe Social Security checks or veterans benefits. I mean, that's just not acceptable. That's not a good alternative. And there is no question, I think, according to outside economic analysts, that the markets would not view a decision to default charitably. And I think that, again, it's always worth reminding those lawmakers on the Hill who think somehow that this is a game, that President Ronald Reagan did not think so.